Oh, okay. Think we're gonna work? We're good? All right, call our meeting to order to visit about planning and zoning. Eddie just handed us 4.9 permit extension with the corrections we asked for. And you gave this to your P&Z folks.
Right.
Monday night, didn't
you? Yes, sir, I did.
Okay.
There's one little change gonna have to be made. I capitalized afterwards significant. I capitalized the C and changes, so we'd have to correct that, but.
When are they gonna vote on it?
They'll talk about it in December.
Okay.
And they may vote it on the first meeting or not, but they normally the procedure calls that they talk about it, take public comment, everything like that, and then the second meeting they vote on it. Hopefully we're gonna have some more things for them to do the same thing with, but right now they've got this and they've got the rough draft of the duplex stuff in front of them.
Okay.
Last time we were here, I was asked a couple different things. First of all, to get in touch with Aegis Engineering and see if they could attend this meeting. And of course, you see Mr. Tarvin and Mr. Gregory are here for whatever discussion you'd like to have with them. I was also asked to speak with Diane May. It's MACOG. Ms. May left us a message on our telephone at the office last night. She's been out of the office until today. She was supposed to call me this morning, and I have not, as 11 o'clock this morning, had not heard from her yet, so I don't have any update for you from her.
Okay.
But she knows what I'm looking for and everything like that, so I should have something for you later today on that. I left with you. I don't really know where you want to head. I know your day's been busy.
What we have posted today is land planning. Where's the contract? We didn't post it traditional. We posted, I apologize for this, Planning and Zoning Code Book Land Planner Discussions. I think it was specifically trying to address the Aegis contract
And that's what I thought.
I think we left it where we had no decision of record of where we stand with Aegis, and I think that was kind of what spurred the conversation of, does Eddie need help and
right.
to get this thing going and all that?
So they are here, and I won't burden you with any planning and zoning jargon until you're ready for it. So,
all right. Anybody's got thoughts they want to start with?
You want to say anything, Joe?
Well, did you guys get the letter?
Got your letter.
That was the best thing to do to summarize, where we are on this thing.
Come up here to Mike, if you would, Joe, please.
Yeah. My attempt was to summarize as best I could how we got to where we are and where we are. And I'm not sure where you guys are. I had some conversation with Eddie, and he indicated you all were looking at Clay County's code book.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. So, we're available and would love to do whatever we can do to help the county, whatever role, you see that we might play in helping get this thing done. Don't really know what you all have in mind, though.
Well, I had a little bit of confusion about what Jim said there with he didn't know where we were at. Maybe there was discussion, not a vote taken or anything. I thought there was going to be a look at the code book for Taney County, and that we were going to have you examine what we came up with.
All those discussions, Commissioner Strahan, were in executive, so we have no record of that conversation.
Okay,
Our last meeting, we didn't have it. It wasn't in executive.
Okay, I'm sorry then.
Yeah,
I probably shouldn't have said
anything. No, you're fine. No, I'm just saying that's why we don't have any record of where we are, because none of it was public.
And I wasn't
you weren't in the meeting,
so I couldn't update you on any of that. So
okay. Well,
go ahead. No, I think you're fine.
I don't know where to go to now with knowing that our conversation was in executive, because some of the other comments I wanted to make or maybe an executive, and I don't want to make them. You see what I'm saying?
I know.
So, but that's where I thought we were at in our conversations with you as, and I will say this because this was a matter that we had a discussion and you guys were asked to leave the room and then you come back in and had a proposal and we went and talked about, our intent at that point. And I don't want to go into all that because I don't know where we're at, Bob. I can't get out I don't want to get into a discussion that we had that is unresolved as far as executive session.
Well,
let me jump in just a second because my bottom line was there was no vote. I think you just said that again, Jim. There was no resolution, I don't believe. Minutes don't show any resolution.
Correct.
So to go backwards, I mean, Joe's letter, I think, does a pretty good job of saying what we've been through. And when we last met here was we need to decide whether we want to use an engineer to help look at the Clay County book.
You took no action.
Going backwards.
You took no action at the last meeting. So discussing where you were at the last meeting just discusses where you were at that time. Where are you now, I guess?
Exactly. That's what we need to focus on, I think.
And kind of understand the recap here. And I read your letter and left upstairs. We executed the contract in phases 1, 2, and 3. And I think we are to the point now we sent a stop order to stop, do not proceed. So we need to decide, are we going to continue with the existing contract of the remainder of the contract, which we have the prerogative to stop or go forward, or to terminate the contract, change and because of conditions of how things have evolved, redo a new contract. I mean, we have to address all that. I guess the first question on the floor really needs to be, are we going to proceed with the existing contract as it's presented? I think that's really what it comes down to.
May I say what we would like to see happen? It's a normal thing for us to amend contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And we would like to see the scope of that existing contract remain as is because we really would like to be considered for the mapping. And what if you want us to be involved in drafting a code book, then we could amend that existing contract to make that change. And that's the way we would like to see it happen. So it'd be a change in scope for phase 3. See, phase 3 was to produce a draft zoning ordinance. Phase 2 was to do the zoning designations.
Right.
And I mentioned this in the letter, the final code was not to be, well, the code was not to be finalized until after the public hearings.
Correct.
And because it was very important that public input be considered, we would have it in almost final form, but then when you go to the public hearing phase, there's going to be a lot of valuable information that the public is going to want to relay to us and you. That might change some portions of it, and then that final document would be drafted after the public hearing and then be considered by the zoning board mm-hmm. and then by the commission. And so, you know, that the termination of the language in the code was a long-term thing. It wasn't just phase 3. It went through phase 4 as well.
Eddie, a while back we had asked what, with everything that's kind of evolved, how planning and zoning has evolved with the public scrutiny and all that, we had asked, what do you need to proceed? I mean, we'd like to see some serious focus on the code book to get it done. You've got a normal job to do in addition to revising the code book. we had talked about having another set of eyes looking at it as you make changes. What's your thought of how that would help you? What kind of help do you need?
Just as a quick overview, if I could, I get to talk with Aegis during the lunch hour and everything, and did tell him that we were looking pretty hard at the format and everything of the Clay County code book. Mm-hmm. Because of the way that code book is laid out and everything, I see where it would be naturally divided so that we could take parts of our code book and parts of that code book and work on sections at a time and could probably move the thing forward very rapidly. Do a section or two, give it to you guys, review it in here, move on to the next section or two, get everybody to look at it, put that section to bed, move on. This code book has, I think, 15 sections in it. Mm-hmm. Some of them that we would need, some of them that we wouldn't need. In doing that, you're dealing with formatting and of course, melding all of these things. And as I told you before, I am not. We've had the discussion about who could do the writing, who could do the formatting, who could put this as a cohesive document, everything. Something definitely that I could learn, but I don't know all the tricks and all the way that's done. And we discussed, you know, several different people and everything like that. Most certainly, Mr. Gregory with he just does have the expertise to do that. So, my office, we're concerned about the content of the book. But I don't see that we're going to have the time to actually do all of the wordsmithing of it, typing it all out and everything like that, and to continue on with everything that we do have going at this particular time. So we definitely want a comprehensive look at the book to make sure that there's not conflicting things in the book when the whole thing is finished. What I would kind of envision, though, if we would have the help of somebody like Aegis that and we worked on it in sections, every week we could review a section or two, maybe read the whole thing, maybe not, take your changes, give it to our board, let them look at it. Not anything that would need to be voted on or anything. It's just a document working in progress until we're all happy with it, and at that particular time we can make the decision to go out and have the public meetings. They can proceed on with doing their mapping and everything like that. But they're still, I think, a little bit held up where we're at right now to even be able to do the mapping, because although we've identified some zoning districts, we haven't really put some designations in that, you know, this is how you can recognize this size lot, whatever the case might be. So I don't want to have to go in and become an expert in Microsoft Word, I guess is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I don't know that any of my staff at this particular time has that ability. Can I take a code book, which I've done, and begin to mark things up and make some changes in it, things that need to be changed? I can do that. If we would want to hire somebody to do the actual formatting and printing of that, so that as we move from section to section, that one is put to bed and ready, instead of having to go back and, you know, reformat it, type it, and everything like that. I think that would be a wise thing. So I think we're good as far as, you know, trying to make sure the content's correct for what Taney County needs and the areas that we need to pull. But as far as the actual writing of it and everything like that, I think it would be wise to get some outside help with that.
Okay. SMACON, Diane May? I mean, talk to me about, I mean...
I mentioned just a little bit earlier that I had, she's been out of the office.
Right. And you haven't had a chance to speak with her.
I have not at all. So I can't tell you now. My understanding is that there are a few hours that are there. I don't know what services are that she offers or anything like that. I will know that hopefully by today or tomorrow. But she did just come back in the office, left me a message and said, I'll get back to you today.
Okay.
So I can't speak intelligently now to what's there. If anybody has information on that, then, you know.
My memory is, and this goes back a few years, that by being a member, we had 10 hours of service coming, mm-hmm. paid for in being a member. And then, of course, whatever time mm-hmm. you wanted to have them do it.
Is that consultation hours or just whatever work you want done, or?
The way I took it, any kind of work you wanted done. I mean, she came down and counseled with us one evening, I know, on the master plan here spent an hour and a half or something.
Okay.
And then at that point, we decided we didn't want to do it.
Right.
And so we stopped. But I took it that she would put something together for us as a plan.
And I'm sure she will. I just didn't know if that was included in your complimentary hours, as it were, as a member or not. But that's the question I've got written down to ask her.
That they would work up to 10 hours, and there wouldn't be any charge. If it went over the 10 mm-hmm. hours, then their whatever their rate was.
That sounds to me like what you're saying, Eddie, is that you would actually do the writing of the code yourself.
Rough draft, it sounds like.
I kind of envisioned it, you know, in this Clay County Code Book, when you get into your zoning districts, it'll say mobile home parks. We've got a section in our book about mobile home parks that we could mark up, and we could say, see Taney County Development Guidance Code pages, boom to boom, this is what goes in there, or, you know, have that marked up, you know, whoever was going to sit down and type that.
You were saying, if I can speak for you, what I heard you saying was that you would go through and mark it up what you just said, but as far as typing out a new book, you'd look for some help.
Yes, sir.
You'd like that,
definitely. And then
you could do
a review of what's going in there, who, you know, to see if as you're adding, if you're conflicting with anything else that's going on, you know, to make sure. So
that's what I heard in our last meeting, is that it would be wise to have someone mm-hmm. that had quite a bit of experience that could keep us from.
So based, I do have a question for Aegis. I mean, because we may be changing the stage 4, stage 5, and all that. So in a review type format, what person would you have? What is that person's hourly rate? I know there's rate schedules on the back of the contract. I don't have that in front of me. What type of person are we looking at that would be able to do that review part? So I know.
For the review, not for the typing.
Well, no, it would be to put it in from a rough draft format to a final. Well, I guess, is it a different person?
Yes. If we're going to review it to see if there are conflicts from one section to another, then that would need to be an engineer.
Okay.
If it's going to be typed, then that'd be a clerk. And engineer rates $100.
Okay.
And clerical's $45.
Okay. And that really is not addressed in the existing contract, correct?
Yes, it is.
By an hourly rate?
Yes. Those are the rates.
Yes,
right,
that I read it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a exactly how the scheduling, because that was a discussion we had, but it did have the hourly rate of what each individual that right. provided the services, and that had an hourly rate for that.
Okay.
But, you know, Larry or David, either one, are engineers that have 20 years of experience in development work. You know, they're very familiar with development codes and understand the terminology, understand this and that. I mean, we did a similar thing for Stone County. We reviewed that for them.
Mm-hmm. So, Eddie, how long will it take you to get through at least the first time with some markups and all that?
The whole book?
I mean, when do you need help? The question is, when do you need help? If I'm going to pay hourly to have someone review it, I don't want them waiting on us.
Right.
So,
I wouldn't even ask that question like that. I would ask, how long will it take you to do certain sections, Jim? And as you, I don't know whether you said the other day that you had reviewed some
mm-hmm.
of the books, and as a matter of fact, not only one, but
multiple
code yeah. books. So I would say, as we review and have someone that if we decide that we want Mr. Aegis to review this, then we would take certain sections of that book and have a complete look at it as a Eddie County Commission or them, or maybe I've got her, maybe I've got the sequence wrong. Maybe it's Eddie, them, and then us. But I think that our input on what we would want to be maybe points of controversy or discussion that we needed to have,
right,
that maybe we are the second to look it over and then have them review for, say, look, here we have a matter of controversy we have on this issue. Is there anything that is going to run into a later stage that is controversial to what's there? That's what we found in the first 8 pages, just definitions. So I'm not sure that we don't have a certain section that we present and see how this works. Instead of just taking that whole code book and throwing it on Eddie and saying, you do all these changes, and then we look at it and we go through and say, okay, this is the way it is, and then hand it over to you, I'd rather take a process to where we approve a certain... Now, if you feel different, speak up, because I think that it would work better for the public.
Well, I hadn't made a decision either way. I'm just trying to figure out when the engineering company plugs in. I mean, at what stage?
Well, would you rather we look at it though after Eddie's review?
I think it would make sense for us.
Since it's an hourly rate and a review, I could see the engineering company coming in every few sections and they could review it, and you know, it's going to cost the same amount to review section 3 right now, and then when section 4, 5, and 6 is given to me, you know, there'll be an hourly rate on that. I guess if that's the way I'm seeing it, not okay, we started today, so we're charging you. They're just charging us as we give them a section. And they're reviewing it. So whatever we would give them at that time.
If we're going to do an hourly rate, that's the way I want to do it. Because there may be a reach a point to where we say, look.
Right.
This is not, there's too much.
That's what I'm saying. So, and it sounds, and if I'm misspeaking, Mr. Tarvin, it sounds to me like if we went into the typing into the reviewing of these section by section, it would just be a kind of an hourly rate there. And then when the whole thing was done, they could examine it closely to make sure There was no conflicts in it, and then go on about what they were going to be doing.
Think about it. If we have an engineer look at each section as it happens, there's not going to be a lot left at the end because he's already going to be familiar with what's there. And he may be able to point out a conflict, you know, in section 5 with section 2 or something. As I see it, the review would be ongoing as each section happens. And there might be a brief time where you'd go back and compare, you know, at the end to be sure.
But I could see us as a group with the commission here. I mean, just looking at what I've got right here through Section 3. Section 3 deals with review procedures, the authority, Section 2, Section 1, you know, just kind of the basic setup of the book. And then you don't really start getting into issues that we've talked about until you hit section 4. So this could probably go pretty fast. You know, there's one thing in here that I noticed that we might have to look at. But and then you may slow down on section 4, but then you may pick up again in section 5 and 6 because we already have that kind of stuff that we're happy with in our code book.
Okay. Now here's the way that it's really not hated to get into what we talked about, but we've already settled contract-wise and talk-wise with, because I think it's going to cost us a little bit more money to do it this way, because Mr. Tarvin talked to us about a certain figure and how that would approach and how it would be easier to do. But I think that for our citizens who we work for to get this plan right, I think that a review of sections, and I'm looking for input. If the other commissioners don't think so, then fine. But if we're going to do certain sections and decide what we're going to do at that point,
So here's the question. Okay, so I'm hearing what you're saying, which I'm not disagreeing right now. I'm not agreeing, I'm just hearing it.
Yeah.
What do we do with the existing contract? Do we touch it? Do we leave it? I think that's part of the deal, too, is what do we do with the existing contract? Bob, I mean...
I'm almost certain that there's language in there that says if the owner or the county wants to increase the scope of the work beyond the scope as defined, that it's just hourly in accordance with those rates. So you really wouldn't have to do anything.
Okay.
I'd certainly want to specify, though. I mean, if we're going to change the nature of the relationship, you know, anytime we change anything with the county, it needs to be in writing. And if we're going to change the nature of the relationship, I'd like for it to be in writing.
That's no problem. Just do a supplement.
I think, Jim, what I'm thinking is that there is a termination of this contract and a revision of a basic
draft an agreement that supersedes the present agreement.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I just real quickly, as I discussed with Aegis just a little bit ago. There's still a lot to be done. The writing, the mapping, the public input phase and everything like that. And we kind of discussed what we thought, how that should go a little bit and everything. And my input to them was that if we could deal with these sections here and with the commission, take them, give them to our board, let our board look at them. All of us get an agreement, move on to the next section. I mean, we could be working on other sections while those are still going. But once that's all in agreement, we put it aside, and when we get to the very last section, everybody's done, we all look at it again and say, this is what we would like to present to the community as a whole. That's when all the meetings would come into place. They would have their preliminary zoning maps. That's where you would get your input. Here's what you're showing me. Here's what. Here's why we're showing you this. And then it would go through that review process. So there's a whole section down there on the bottom of that contract, I guess, that's still kind of hanging out if you're going to redo and if you're going to want to be involved with that. That's
right.
It's not just the writing. There's some mapping, and they've got a lot of time, I guess, into mapping and everything like that. And we're planning on being there with the public input section of this and everything. But I didn't see us doing kind of what we did with our zoning districts, where we finally got the board to vote on it. I just want to keep this a working document where we can come back and forth. We don't have to be taking votes or anything like that until the document's finished, the public's had a chance to review it, everybody's in agreement, the board makes a recommendation to you to accept this, and at that particular time you would make yours, and it would become final.
I didn't want to get into this part of it.
I'm sorry.
You have to talk about this. I have had lots of people, I know this petition's out here about PNZ. Mm-hmm. I've had lots of people ask, well, where are you at? What are you doing? I've not signed the petition yet, but I want to know what you're doing to straighten it up. So that's exactly what the reason I'm making the recommendation that I am, that we take it in sections, mm-hmm. so that we can say, look, we're working on this. This right. is a process. Don't ask me, as one person come to the meeting and said, can you have this done by the first of the year? Well, I don't want that kind of question. I want to have it to where we are working on this, mm-hmm. for the betterment of Taney County citizens, to hold off those people that haven't signed a petition yet because they're not against PNZ, but they're against some of the things that are in there. And you've got sections that you can say, look, we've completed, however you've got right. that drawn out there, we've completed this, and it's been under review. This is the way it's that we're starting, and we're actually starting another process. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that makes it right. simpler for the public to accept and maybe not come in here with 1,500 to 2,000 signatures. That makes it more difficult from the very beginning to even try to do anything.
It looks a lot less daunting for me to say today I need to work, or this week I need to work on section 4.
Yeah.
Here's what's in section 4. Now, section 4 may take 2 weeks to do because of what's in it. you know, it may be a section that deals with land division and duplexes and everything all at one time that we've been dealing with, and you know how long that takes. But it may be a section that just deals with mobile home parks. We don't have to do hardly anything. So,
are we here to discuss what we're going to do with this contract? I mean, I'm kind of lost on what the meeting
was. Well, the meeting was, if we were going to terminate the contract, we needed to do so. If we're not going to do anything with the contract, we can leave it alone. It was also about what direction does Eddie need? I mean, I think we all agree as a commission that Eddie needs some help get through this thing in a timely manner. Otherwise, we could be here 5 years from now. So I think we all agreed that we needed.
I don't want to drag my feet or anything, but you know.
So the question was, what format does he need the help? Is it through Aegis, through the hourly rate of the contract? That's fine too. If that's the direction, but that's kind of the purpose. If we're going to terminate. If we're not going to terminate, find specifically what Eddie needs. I was hoping to have something from Diane May, so I think we're going to have to wait. I don't think I can make a decision until after we hear from SMACOG to see what services they have available to help.
Okay, Jim, let me say this, and goes back to what Chuck has said. Now, I don't know that we've used 10 hours since we've been members.
I don't think they're going to let us accumulate them either.
But they're not going to let us accumulate them. But here's what I'm saying. What does 10 hours do for a certain particular 1, 2, 3, 4 sections? You see what I'm saying?
I don't know.
We don't know, but at least she might know.
Well, she might, but she may have written Clay County. I have no idea.
And she may.
I mean, they do these things. I mean, so she may have the original draft, and I don't know what I don't know, unfortunately, until we talk to her. But I know that they're involved in the region. What is it, Southwest Missouri Council of Government? So I know that they do assist in that area, planning and zoning. So I was kind of hoping that we'd hear from her.
Well,
before
and I tried today. Diligently I know you know. To talk to them, and unfortunately, all we can get was voicemail, and then she did confirm that they were out.
My guess is, going back in the previous years, was they have the ability to do little or all.
SMACOG?
That's the idea. Bob, is that the way you would have guessed it? Or?
Yeah, they can do segments, or they can do the whole thing. I mean, actually, she did SMACOG did our master plan that has everything but the future land use in it, but yeah.
So the ability is to do, they can do it all.
They can do it all, or they can do segments. They'll do whatever we ask if they're willing to do it.
Well, then that pretty well simplifies it. If we're going to see what 10 hours worth of free membership fees of what they can present to us in that application, whether we would want to proceed with them or proceed with Aegis.
And my thought is, and I think I kind of said this the other day when we were talking, that I'd hope that there's advantage to what, from Aegis experience,
mm-hmm.
that it would benefit the county to move forward with them over.
Well, I will tell you
or anybody else.
This, that you do know that Aegis has visited a little over 500 sites in the county. Not that they couldn't turn that information over to you and everything like that, but you remember the mixed-use parcels that was part of the mapping. They do have that information on that. So I don't know how involved that is or anything like that, but it was a big portion of part of this contract. So
and that portion was all turned over to the county.
Okay.
Back.
Okay, I wasn't. Okay, so we have it. I don't know.
Well, I guess what I would say is I'd rather hear from SMACOG to at least be able to compare before I'm saying let's go forward with one or the other.
Well, and I apologize to you for not having that information available.
Well, that's
not too much good.
You can't do it if they don't respond. I mean, that's
think even more significant, if I may, over the 500, which we did turn over to GIS some time ago, we've mapped about 18,000 additional parcels to date. Yeah.
And that would be with some of the preliminary districts that, that were already set up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, 18 out of 28,000.
Okay.
We definitely would appreciate help. I know we've got to hear from SMACOG and everything, and I will get you that. I will make sure that you have that.
As soon as you have that, you can set up another meeting so we can at least be briefed on it. That would be the best thing.
I was expecting to have that this morning before I came in here, but it did not materialize. So.
Right.
I'd like to apologize to you gentlemen because of our scheduling difficulties. We had way more happen than what we anticipated, and so I apologize that you had to come over and be.
No apologies.
Are there, I just handed Jim my copy of the letter, are there questions that we should ask Aegis while they're here about, we've talked about continuing the contract as is. Bob, if I'm hearing him right, saying it would be better to renew it or do another contract. Are there any questions about what Joe's written us that we could talk about that might save another trip without a decision made or help us to get to a decision when we hear from SMACOG?
My biggest question was hourly. I mean, what it sounds like we're changing the scope of the original contract. Can we jump around on the contract? Bob's saying we may want to rewrite the contract, but there's provision in there to do hourly. So that specific question, we wrote the we entered into a contract having, at least in my eyes, an ideal way of how we're going to address planning and zoning. Well, the environment created a change in how we're attacking or addressing planning and zoning, so we need to modify what we're doing. So we can't follow the traditional phases at this point until we, I mean, so anyway, the questions I had was the hourly that was addressed.
In skimming through that again here just now, I'm seeing that it talks about in phase four that the way Joe reads it, the contract, that it would be expected or at least acceptable as things came along that during phase four there would be the hourly changing of the draft contract to suit us for what we're wanting, and that's what we're talking about doing. So I don't know, Bob would have to look at that and we could hammer that out. But
what we could do if you want to change the contract, we could, you know, I've already offered to do all the mapping for $50,000. And we could, if you're willing to let us do that, then we could define that in the new agreement, that the mapping would be a lump sum amount. That we would ask to be paid in addition to that for attending the public hearings and for the changes that would be required that you all want made. As a result of that, or if, you know, it may be that if we could be paid to attend, and if Eddie wanted to do the drafting of the language, you know, then we wouldn't have to do that. There is a lot of work, like Eddie said, associated with phase four, because that is where you actually interface with the public, and that could involve a lot of time. You'll be actually going out and meeting in the different locations and taking input, making decisions on changes if you want to make them, and then enacting those changes. We would love to be involved in this thing to the end, and if you know, if you guys would feel better coming up with a new agreement that makes those changes that we've talked about, that would be good. Or if you want to, we could just do an amendment to it that defines the changes to the original. Phase four is not hourly. Phase four is lump sum. Well, the mapping lump sum. There's portions of phase four that's not mapping, and that's the public hearings, the meetings, the changes.
And yeah, there'll be rewrites.
Right. The mapping is what I was talking about for 50,000, not phase four, because as it is, we see a $25,000 loss in the mapping. And we can only attend so many meetings for nothing, you know.
How much have we paid so far?
For phase four?
No. How much have we paid under the contract of any kind so far?
You've paid whatever phase one, two, and three are. I don't have it.
$66,000
Something like that. It was. I know phase two was $3,350, and
so was phase three.
Yeah, it's around $66,000, I think.
Yeah, and phase three was the same amount.
Mm-hmm. And what are we looking at as far as?
You're asking for an estimate.
If we completed this contract, or if we.
If we added phase four to the project, $50,000 to $75,000.
Well, $50,000 for mapping is what we see.
And then hourly rate for attending some of the meetings and stuff.
And changes in the, you know, the work after that. What else is in there? I can't think of anything. Oh yeah, the review for you. That would be in addition. If you wanted us to type it, you know.
Sure.
I see an advantage to us doing that, and that we would be reviewing as we did it. But, you know, that's up to you guys.
Other comments or discussion?
That's all I got.
Input? Complaints? Oh, no, never mind. Not complaint. Just joking. Mr. Preston.
Excuse me. In the interest of continuity or Aegis continuing on, I think that has some value to it, as they've come a long way with us in the process. And wondering, with the 10 hours that may be possible with Diane May, if it might be better to continue on with Aegis as we're talking about, and then Diane May review the package as it is completed, versus her get into the intricate details that I think Aegis would be doing at this juncture or point in the process that we're at. So that's just a comment that I have met with Diane May a lot of times, highly knowledgeable, but I'm not sure that even with the 10 hours she would get into the minute details that the final document will have. So it's just a comment.
I think that's a great idea.
So it would be like a second review. Yeah.
I was thinking a little bit earlier that it's going to be a length. It's going to be a long enough process to put it together, mm-hmm. and to have another set of professional eyes come by and review it, which could take 10 hours maybe. I don't know.
Never mind the mapping and all that sort of thing, which is typically engineering work, but just the code itself. Just the code. I mean, what is that going to end up costing us to draft a code? Hourly, whatever's been done so far, not hourly. How much is the code being drafted going to end up costing us?
Let me ask, see if I can ask it this way. Put Aegis on the spot, and you can always pass for now. But if we were to ask you to do what the code, we're unhappy with what we got. This was day one talking with you. We want you to build us a new code. And here's what we'll tell you about Taney County. How much would it cost? Is that the same answer that you're looking for?
Yeah, I'm just wondering what we're getting for our money code-wise. We've obviously shelled out some money already. If we continue on with this to get a code, I mean, you know, I know what a, I guess a new van costs, but, you know, and I don't want to pay double what the van costs. I want to pay what it's worth. And same with a code. I don't want to pay more than I ought to be paying for a code if I'm you, gentlemen.
Really is a matter of just time, you know, how much time is involved, and you fellas see how difficult it is to come up with language that everybody agrees with. I don't think that it would be in your best interest to ask us to do that all on our own. I really don't, because the thing is, each one of you gentlemen probably has an idea of what you'd like it to say. And that's the way we are. We're individuals. And we all have our own ideas and we have our own opinions. And each individual on the zoning board has an opinion. If, you know, I see this as could be done one of two ways. One would be what we've discussed, and that would be with Eddie tackling it all on his own, and I don't know how long that would take. We have talked with other people who have done these from scratch, and they've talked in terms of 6 months at 40 hours a week. That's hard for me to imagine, but I've heard those kind of numbers. I don't know how much time Eddie has. A second approach would be for, say, Larry and Eddie to work together. More or less assigning each other portions to do and corresponding by email, transmitting drafts, looking at it, discussing it, and working together on it. I believe that someone that really understands the public in Taney County needs to be an integral part of that. And we don't live in Taney County. I wish I did. But you guys understand that better than Eddie does. Our first approach was to, it didn't work. You know what it was. It didn't work. But I thought it was a way to get us down the road a ways. You know, we're Chuck, I can't answer the question because I don't know how much time it would take. I don't know how many meetings would be involved. I don't know how many times it'd go back and forth between the P&Z board and the commission. You know, it's really difficult to say. You know, if you wanted us to be involved in a drafting role with Eddie, perhaps we could say hourly not to exceed a certain amount until we come back to you and ask for more. And just see how far we get with it, you know. And it might be that you say, guys, this ain't working.
Well, for 40 hours a week for 6 months, it'd be $104,000 for you guys to do it at $100 an hour.
Eddie, can you put on your list to find out what Stone County paid? I mean, they redid their entire code book. When they got voted out, they had a new code book added and functional.
They did it more or less themselves.
I did talk to Joey about this, and they took the staff they had and the commissioners that were there, and they split it into groups, and each one of them took a portion of that, and they would work up that, and they would come and give it to the other two groups, and then look at theirs, and then they would go on to the next section. They spent pretty close, so it was done basically in-house. I think they got a little bit of guidance, not much, I believe. Of course, they called us several times asking what we did in our code book on some different things. And I know they called Christian County and talked with Bob Ashley there several times. But it's pretty much done in-house, and they spent probably pretty close to a year, if I'm not mistaken, doing that. Pretty much, I won't say they worked 40 hours a week every day, you know, every week, but I do know that the majority of Joy's time was spent just rewriting that code book.
Okay. Thank you.
But I will ask. I will call and talk with her.
Did they utilize more than just Aegis over there?
Those are all questions we're probably going to have to find out.
I will call and get that for you. But I have talked to her several times. I've even gone over and sat with her for a few hours and visited about the process and everything like that. While they were in the waiting period to be reinstated and everything, that was pretty much her whole function.
Right. So you say the waiting period. When the judge made his decision, did they quit have planning and zoning until they came
in? They did go without planning and zoning for a small period of time. I'll ask to find out exactly what that was.
Just curious.
Until they could meet the requirements, I believe, of what the court had overturned. And then when they had those in place, they were able to set that back up. Now, my understanding was everything didn't go away, but the majority of their planning and zoning did.
Okay.
Well, it looks like we're in another meeting mm-hmm. mode. It looks like we're going to have to hear from Diane May. We're going to have to hear from Stone County's request from Jim. Actually, we're going to have to consider some of these things that Mr. Tarvin has presented to us. So I would recommend that we have another meeting for discussion.
Yeah.
And
Eddie, I would
try to hammer this
right
part of this out and get it.
I am marking up a book already. I will continue to do that. Of course, the more time I can put into that, the faster it goes. And so I am going to go ahead and proceed on with that.
As soon as you have all the answers, let's get on the agenda to have another meeting. I mean, I don't. There's no reason to pick a date until we know
right. We
have answers to all the questions.
Well, if I can get in touch with Diane May, I can probably have everything before either Friday or Monday at the latest. You know,
if we don't have session next week. We're at Lake of the Ozarks.
We're at Lake of the Ozarks with all kinds of
experts telling us some stuff. So.
I'll be here, though, if you need to know something.
I thought maybe you wanted me to take vacation.
Oh, I encourage you. They had me stay to be sure you work.
We're going to make sure the check keeps you working the whole time.
Oh, that's right.
I'll contact you.
That's fine.
Have the next.
So if we can't do it by Friday, and I don't know if Friday's going to look good either, it'd probably be a week from Monday. Okay.
And I know it's not going to be the Monday, because we just booked the rest of the Monday of the 29th.
Do y'all prefer to drop to Wednesday then? I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I'll just call her.
Just talk to Jillian, but I think Wednesday's probably going to work out.
We're going to have to look at our schedule, because we're boom, boom, boom.
All these things are crazy right now.
Some of those 20-minute things take a long time, don't they?
They do. All right, that's all we have.
Is there anything else you had for us?
No, sir. I do want to thank you guys for being here.
Yep.
And we're going to continue to move on forward with what we're working on and everything. So
sounds good.
We'll go from there, and I'll have you some recommendations from our board in December for sure. If you have an opportunity to look at any of that other stuff and want to give me some feedback on it, but otherwise they'll have that same stuff and we'll bring you something. We'll just have to have the back and forth process on this. Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it, gentlemen.
Well, recess.
Lunchtime.
I think I made kind of a Danny Brown, and he had asked if he wanted 2 days to make a decision. He was going to talk to his wife.